From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea Thursday amid reports that cite intelligence officials saying Pyongyang is either expanding and or intent on keeping some of its weapons of mass destruction. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders remained upbeat Monday on progress toward the North's denuclearization following last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore.
In the last 8 months, you haven't seen missile launches. You haven't seen the nuclear detonations. And again, these conversations are continuing to evolve. I'm not going to get into the details, but I can tell you that progress continues to be made.
Another U.S. spokesperson reaffirmed Monday the goal remains the final fully verified denuclearization of the North as agreed to by leader Kim Jong-un. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said the Pompeo trip is in part motivated by growing concerns over Pyongyang's intentions.
But it's also early in the process, and this will be a very long path ahead that will be complicated and will require numerous meetings and monitoring of steps forward. And it reminds us that declarations of what they have and verification of dismantlement will be very key to the process.
Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said most of the North's weapons of mass destruction could be dismantled in a year. Malawian President Peter Mutharika has reportedly been implicated in fraud involving a food contractor. According to a leak from the country's anti-graft body, the opposition has called for his resignation ahead of next year's election. Ivory Coast is planning to build a biomass power generation plant that runs on waste from cocoa pods. It's part of a plan to diversify its electric power generation, which the world's top cocoa producer exports to neighboring countries. This is VOA News.